So when can we go public?
My kids have to know first.
My friend Vanessa, she moved away to Vermont last year. Now she's back.
You guys just have everything in common, and I'm just getting to know him.
This thing between us, it's over. For good. Nate is a gentleman. He would never cause a scene.
Where to, Mr. Bass?
The airport.
Where is she? And who am I? That's a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gossip Girl.
There's a baby.
Hey, Upper East Siders. It's Christmas in New York, and along with the season comes the Constant Dillard St. Jude's Bazaar, where the only thing bizarre are the donated items for sale.
How about an antique butter churn?
Oh my gosh, that would go so well with my loom. I know what I'm getting you for Christmas now.
Oh, when I'm leaving Siberia?
No.
Come on, New York hardly even gets cold anymore, and it never snows. Who wants chestnuts roasting on an open fire when it feels like Florida?
Okay, global warming Grinch.
I'm just saying, Christmas should be white and snowy. I'd even settle for Manhattan slush.
Yeah. There you are!
Hey, Vanessa, what are you doing here?
Hey.
Merry Christmas.
This is a copy of The New Yorker. Thank you. But you know I already have a subscription.
There's something else in there. A letter. What does it say, Serena?
Dear Mr. Humphrey, we are pleased to advise you that we would like to publish your short story in our summer fiction issue featuring 20 under 20.
It's a contest for young unknown writers, and I might have...
Oh, my God.
...submitted you.
I'm going to be published in the New Yorker. This can't be real. Is this real?
This is so great. I mean, read one of your stories.
Oh, don't worry. He doesn't show them to anyone. I swiped this one out of his drawer on the pretense of buying a stapler.
Slick. You never did return that stapler, by the way.
Let's see. Your story is called 10-8-05. What's that date?
Vanessa, thank you. I don't know how you did this, but this is the best present ever.
So hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight, baby.
I can't believe we just took a cab for $32.
Well, I can't believe you were going to wait an hour for another subway.
They said another train was on its way.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Oh.
Rufus Allison, hello.
Hi.
Oh, Rufus, you remember my friend Bartholomew Bass?
Hi, from Eleanor's.
Yeah, hello.
Eleanor?
Oh, this is my wife, Allison.
Hi.
How do you do?
Well, it's lovely to see you both. Excuse us, please.
I guess Lily's targeting her next billionaire.
Actually, I think she's had him in her sights for a while.
That was awkward.
It wouldn't be if you let people know what we were doing together.
I'm just starting to trust you again.
And the only reason you didn't trust me last time was because of the misunderstanding.
Yes, and to avoid another one, please understand that if it doesn't work out between us again, I'm going to feel twice as humiliated.
Not telling people about us ensures that we don't work out. Look, when I committed myself to you, I meant it. You know I am in love with you. What are you waiting for?
Blair.
Oh, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Miss Vanderwinden, Mr. Bass. I didn't think that you were still in town. I figured that you were...
With Charles, no. Sadly, I'm stuck here on business while he suns himself at my hotel in Monaco. I have my staff keeping an eye on him, and I'll join him for New Year's.
Oh, right. I was wondering why he'd been so quiet. And Monaco answers my question.
Yeah.
Lovely to see you too. Bye.
Claire, here you are.
I can't talk right now, Serena. I'm late and I have
a huge sweet tooth.
They're from my dad and me. We get them every year. And he landed from Paris 27 minutes ago.
Oh, then vite, vite, I'll pas, while you lâche. Come on, let's meet!
Hey! Nice holiday spirit, Scrooge!
Oh, gosh.
It's going to be a real Waldorf Christmas?
Well, a real Waldorf Christmas Eve. Eleanor drew the line at Christmas Day. That's only for me, her, and Dorota.
We're still a couple days with your dad.
Well, it'll be more than just a couple days. I'm going to convince them to stay in New York.
What about Paris and Roman?
Roman is a phase. My father belongs here with me. He only left New York to write out the scandal.
Oh.
Time to come home, don't you think? Now, did you want to ask me something?
Yes, a gift idea for Dan now that Vanessa got him the most thoughtful man-like present ever.
Why don't you just buy my new offer for Cedric and call it a day?
Thank you for being totally not helpful at all. See you tomorrow night.
Bye.
There, Bear.
Oh,
look at you. More beautiful than ever. Still got you, remember.
Oh, man. Blair. You are still perfection. Delicate, yet full with flavor. Like a macaron.
Imagine my surprise when the elevator door opened and out popped both of them.
Well, I didn't think you'd mind. It's the perfect opportunity for you two to get to know each other better.
Absolutely. It's for you.
Sweetheart, you remembered. It's our tradition.
That's for you.
Merci, Blair.
My pleasure.
My son, the writer.
Published writer?
Yeah, you got your dream girl and your story in the New Yorker. Maybe you should just sign out.
It's true. I may have peaked. This one is from the Smiths. Season's greetings. It's very original.
My name's Smith. You don't have to be original.
This one is from, Alex.
What?
Allison, meet me on the 24th.
So damned.
And that's not a Christmas card.
Why is he writing to you? Sending cards to the house asking to see you?
I don't know.
Guys, we're still here. We can hear you.
Rufus, it's over with Alex. Okay, I'm home now with my family.
Good. Let's all rewind and just pretend this never happened. This is not going to ruin our Christmas.
Who said I am okay with this? What am I supposed to do? Make a scene? Behave like some pathetic, scorned wife?
No. Roman does not even know how to ice skate. Can't you escort him out of the park on the way to your meeting and you drop him at a nail salon?
I cannot bother myself trying to wrestle Roman away from you. I have to mentally prepare. I am meeting with the CEO of Victoria's Secret, after all.
Victoria's Secret?
Yes. I'm designing a line of retro chic sleepwear and
lingerie. I'm looking forward to the samples. We're all very proud. In fact, Mom, why don't you tell Roman all about it? I'm sure he'd be fascinated. So good to have you here.
Well, it's good to be here. So, where's the handsome Nate? Am I going to see him tonight?
Well, he's in Connecticut with his mom. He said he would try to catch a train and make it to the party tonight.
Oh, well. Eleanor Waldorf Soiree, another New York institution that I miss.
You know, you don't have to miss any of it.
Yeah, well, I wish that I could be in two places at once, my dear, but impossible. Sorry. You know that chateau in Lyon that I told you about?
Mm-hmm.
Roman and I bought it.
You bought that place?
Yes.
And with Roman?
The house is flooded with light. The fireplaces are big enough, I mean, you can walk into them. The gardens are incroyable. Pardon me. I'm taking my niece skating, and I can't seem to locate the rink.
But it's right over there.
Of course. The throng of children and mittens should have tipped me off. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The handsome man was just flirting with you.
But sir, he was not flirting with me. Roman? It is going to be so dull for you. Is it lost him?
Yes. Why don't you go to the petting zoo? Be the sheep.
Oh, why don't I join you on the rink? It looks fun.
Wonderful.
Yes. Super.
I'll get your skates. See you there.
Super.
You're
not autographing those and selling them on eBay, are you?
No. I'm just checking out some of the previous publishes. And I'm a great company here.
It's the New Yorker, V. How can I top this? I can't, really, unless I rig the Oscars for one of your documentaries.
You got in on your own merits. The only gift I gave you was to lick a stamp. And as for me, the annual Dan Humphrey Christmas CD mix is more than enough.
All right. Hey. What's in the bag?
Perfection. Look, I know it's not Christmas yet, but open it, please. I can't wait. I'm too excited.
My.
I noticed the other day that you don't wear a watch, and then it occurred to me it's because you don't have a watch, and you're going to need one to be punctual for all the meetings with editors and publishers, and that you're a fancy and apparently self-important writer. You don't like it. You want the brown band.
No. I love the band. I love the whole thing. It's the most amazing watch I've ever seen. But I can't accept this.
What? Oh, yes, you can. Look, it's more of a gift for me because I had so much fun picking it out for you. You have to.
Serena, I buy a book for my dad every Christmas. I think the most elaborate gift I've ever given has been a pair of rubber boots from L.L. Bean.
So then, I overdid it?
I think even your underdoing it would be overdoing it. Look, let's set some rules. Maybe some helpful guidelines.
Fine. Deadline?
Tomorrow morning. Price limit.
$50.
All right. May the best gifts win.
Hey. If it's any help, I can tell you Dan's favorite used bookshop.
Well, that's okay. I think I got it.
You, Alex?
Who are you?
Rufus Humphrey. Unless you want to be carried out of here, you're going to stay the hell away from my wife.
Calm down, man.
You sent a letter to my wife at my house where my children live. Whatever you had with her is over.
Why don't you sit down?
She told you to leave her alone.
I'm sorry. That's not what she told me a couple days ago.
Excuse me, you spoke to her?
Before the candy trimmed around the Christmas tree, thank you for the happiness.
You can do it! Look at all these children skating around fearlessly.
Come on, they've got a much shorter way to fall.
Flair, will you help us here? We need you!
Just a second! My laces came undone.
Ready? I've got a bear.
Okay.
You can do it! Bear! Come give us a lesson!
Spotted spinning at Woolman Rink, the Blair Capade. All the grace of Nancy Kerrigan, but packing the punch of Tanya Harding.
Oh, man. Savannah? You all right?
So clumsy, my foot got caught behind the skate.
Oh. Here, let me help you.
Oh, I cannot believe that Daddy decided to stay with Ramon instead of having Tisa Carlisle with me. The ER doctor said he would make a full recovery. Everything is ruined.
How did you say that? You and I had a marvelous time.
I'm sorry, Mother. It's just not the same. I don't understand how that French fox stole my father and your husband and always seems to come off like an innocent lamb.
Ramon was not always so innocent, you know.
Really? Mm-hmm. What's his story?
Well, when I first met him, he was hanging out with his mom named Freddie. And Freddie was a horrible scoundrel.
Ramon would actually be into somebody like that?
Into him? He was absolutely infatuated with him. Freddie had him under some kind of spell. I was the one who got him to break out of it and turn his life around. Don't mention Freddie to your father. It is a sore subject.
Okay. What was Freddie's last name? Hey, where were you?
I tried to call you, but your phone was off.
I kept your date for you, with Alex. He's actually a pretty cool guy, other than the fact that he's in love with my wife. He told me about your phone call.
He felt that I owed him an explanation, and he was right.
And you didn't tell me that because...
Because there was nothing to tell. I told Alex that I was back with my family and to stop calling.
Would you have come back if Jenny hadn't shown up to bring you?
If I hadn't, would Lily be here right now?
I guess by turning our backs on these other people, we thought we could fix ourselves.
Maybe other people aren't the problem. Maybe we changed.
And at what point did we admit that no matter how much we wanted or how hard we try,
it's just not working?
I know it's been maybe 10 minutes since I last asked, but you still sure you don't want to talk about it?
Dad said he didn't want to ruin Christmas. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, well, just in case you change your mind.
You're here, I know. Okay, how about this? At least you know something Serena doesn't have.
A year of cheese for $600? Are these people kidding? I could buy a cow for that much money and make my own cheese.
I just said make my own cheese. It's disgusting.
I'm never going to find this gift for Serena.
Yeah, and your gift needs to be especially good this year to make up for the rest of her Christmas.
What do you mean?
Well, she's living in a hotel. You know, how homey can it be? It's not exactly festive. Eric told me they don't even allow trees.
Leave a message and I might listen to it.
Chuck, you are not answering my calls. To torture me, I'm sure. But please, for the love of God, do not tell anybody about us. Okay? Please? Please.
Hey, someone come right away. Is everything all right?
Yeah.
Why aren't you with your dad?
I need your login for your agency site from your modeling days.
My modeling days? I did one print ad for Gap when I was 12. What, are you holding an open call or something?
I have one specific look in mind.
Okay, well, I don't know if I'll still even be in here, but... Well, look at that.
Addresses and phone numbers. Perfect. Now, I called you an hour ago, BTW. You're late.
You're lucky I'm even here at all. It's Christmas Eve, and I still haven't found a gift for Dan. Now, all the stores are closing, and I'm totally screwed. Do you have any idea what you can buy for under $50 these days?
I don't know. A single entree at a mid-price restaurant? 3/4 of a DVD box set? Maybe a pair of Wolford stockings?
Oh, stockings, yes. Great idea for Dan. Blair, please. This is serious.
I don't know. Why don't you buy him a gold money clip from Cartier? Say it's $49.99. He won't know the difference.
What are you doing anyway?
I'm booking me a model.
Hat in hand, tail between my legs, and off my high horse. I spent the entire day searching for the perfect gift for Dan. Now all the stores are closing, Christmas Day is looming, and, I need your help.
I could take this opportunity to gloat, but I actually like you. So, let's get down to business. What do you have so far?
I found a first edition J.L. Hall book, original Italian poster of the 400 Blows, and a Mont Blanc fountain pen. All very thoughtful. And all except for jailers.
Right. Well, Dan's not really that into things.
Which makes shopping for him kind of hopeless. The only thing he wants for Christmas is snow. It's not like I can give him that. You sure?
Happy holidays.
Oh,
I don't know. If you've noticed, we're doing things a little untraditionally this year. I don't know if you've heard. I'm designing a line of lingerie for Victoria's Secret. I walked into the store and I fell in love with this tree. Isn't that lipstick clever? Good. Have some eggnog.
Hello?
Hey.
So, running into each other at the school fair is kind of awkward.
I suppose so, especially after our last phone call. Rufus, we really shouldn't be speaking.
No, I know.
But if there's something you want to say, you should go ahead and say it.
Is there something you want me to say?
Rufus, why are you calling?
Oh, I just wanted to say Merry Christmas. Hope you have a good holiday.
Yes, well, I'm flying to Anguilla with Bart tonight, so I'm expecting it to be a great holiday. One for the ages, in fact.
Good night, Rufus. Goodbye.
I don't think so. Excuse me. What are you doing here?
I was hoping to see you again. I thought it great good fortune that Ramon tracked me down to the skating rink and extended an invitation.
Oh, well. Enjoy the party. How dare you invite a strange man to my home?
Jack came? Go talk to him. Bring vodka.
Ramon?
And then I googled him. His name is Jack Roth. He owns a prominent hedge fund with offices in London and Barcelona. And he finds you very attractive.
What? No. Excuse. And I am doing just fine without your romantic help.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Eleanor, we've been friends for a long time. Since before Mark Jacobs went into rehab.
Friends don't steal other friends' husbands.
Is Nate there? Oh, a few hours ago? Chuck Bass didn't call for him, did he? Never mind. Did Nate say where he was going? No, don't disturb Mrs. Archibald. I'm sure he's on his way here now. All right, thank you. Gerardo's gonna kill you if you get glue on that comforter.
Sorry we've turned your room into an art studio, B, but the clock is ticking.
I'm done.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's amazing. Thank you so much, Vanessa. This is going to be incredible.
Good. I'm glad I can help. I think he'll really love it. Vanessa, I think I'd like to help with this little project. Would you come and help me find another pair of scissors? It's so nice what you're doing for your friend Dan. Helping his girlfriend make his Christmas present. Serena is so grateful because she likes to see the best in people. I like to see the truth.
Yeah? And what's that?
I think you like Dan a little too much. Just thought I should let you know someone's watching. Merry Christmas.
I'm taking off. Call me when you're done.
Okay, where are you going? I'm gonna go check on my daddy.
I thought you were gonna help.
I think my work's done here.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Goodbye.
When you two are done hiding up here, I'm taking you both out for dessert.
Can't, Mom. I'm busy.
But this is important for our family. It'll just be the three of us.
Mom, anytime you say it'll just be the three of us, it means you're dating someone new. Whoever it is, I don't care. I'll just see them at the wedding.
Fine. Then I will just tell you who it is because you're going to be seeing him around from now on. It's Bart Bass.
Bart Bass.
Mom, you cannot date Bart Bass.
You just said a moment ago you didn't care who it was.
That was before I knew who it was.
He only has one facial expression. He scares me.
And he raised Chuck. That scares me.
Oh, Serena, as usual, you're being overly dramatic. I'm not marrying Bart. This is very casual. And regardless, I'm not asking your permission.
You know, when I suggested this plan, I didn't know that it entailed a robbery.
Hey, I left a donation, so it was more of a rescue than a robbery.
You know, those abandoned trees in that lot are just going to be kindling it after Christmas, and this tree that we have here is going to be loved and admired.
Oh, yeah, you have a real talent for spin, my brother. Okay.
I wish I had more down for heavy lifting.
Oh. Well, what are you doing for Serena's really romantic? I wonder what Mom and Dad are getting each other for Christmas. I thought that if I got them under the same roof, that things would go back to the way they were. They haven't, have they?
Yeah, I think there's a real possibility that they might split up.
If I hadn't brought her back, though, we could have just kept pretending that she was just nuts and doing her art.
You did the right thing, Jen. Really, you did. Because whatever happens now, at least we're not living in fantasy. You
know? Wonderful party, Eleanor.
So, you ice skate?
Occasionally, with my niece. But she's much more talented than I am.
No, I haven't skated since ages, but I used to love it when I was a girl.
You must have been very beautiful out there on the ice.
Excuse me. Freddy, what on earth are you doing here?
Oh, Ramon invited me.
What?
Freddy, what are you doing here?
He said that you invited him. Freddy?
Ramon, explain this. I can't. It's so true. How does one explain the indescribable pull to see an old lover, to feel that jolt of electricity?
So you couldn't last 2 days in town without contacting him? I can't believe you trust appearances and not me.
Harold, dear, Ramon did not invite Freddy. I think Blair did. Freddy, if you want to be the featured model in my spring catalog, you'd better tell us.
Sure. She might have offered to buy me a cruise and renew my gym membership.
Well, you might as well take that cruise, because you'll be featured in my catalog when hell freezes over. Now, please, get out.
Thanks for the champagne.
Merry Christmas.
Looks like Daddy's little girl isn't sugar and spice and everything nice after all.
I wish you would just slow down for a second and let her be.
Well, I just can't believe that Blair would do something so cruel. And to Ramon, who's only ever been completely kind to her.
It isn't Ramon Blair's lashing out at, it's you. She was so looking forward to spending time with you alone, and then you show up at our doorstep with your lover. Without a word of warning, how did you expect her to react?
Well, I hoped that once we were together, it would all work out. I suppose that was pretty naive.
Blair learned scheming from her mother and unrealistic dreaming from her father. She tries really hard to act all grown up. Don't you be fooled. She's still a little girl. Who needs her daddy?
Okay, stop. Okay. What now?
Now you go in there, you distract Dexter, okay, the humorless concierge, while I try and sneak us into an elevator.
All right, who's going to turn you into Hercules so you can carry this thing by yourself?
I did not say the plan was foolproof.
Yeah.
Mrs. Linowitz, or Lily, hi.
Dan, Jenny.
Hi.
Tree.
Yeah, they don't allow Christmas trees inside, which is why we're out here.
Which is why Dan's about to ask you for a favor.
Does it involve distracting Dexter and sneaking into the elevator?
Why would that work?
No, never. He has the eyes of a hawk, and he takes his job very seriously.
So I've noticed.
But Bobby at the service entrance, I think he could be bought. Come.
I just sent him a text, and Dan's on his way.
Thank you so much.
It's really no problem. And since there are no problems, I should go.
Oh, no, stay, please.
You don't need me. We talked about how to turn everything on.
No, I know I can do it, but I just want you to see Dan's face.
I've really got to get going.
Okay. Well, I'll tell him how much you did.
Please don't. It's your present. Just enjoy your night.
Our flight leaves in a few hours. I want to say goodbye. Please forgive me, Blair. I should have told you that I was bringing Ramon. I knew that having him here would be hard for you, but I love you so much, and I love Ramon, and I was hoping that if we were all thrown together, that something perfect would happen and that you would love him too.
I was going to convince you to move back to New York. But you bought a vineyard in France with Ramon. What's next, a commitment ceremony? Great. There's no room in your life for me anymore.
Sweetheart, there is always room for you. No matter where I am, no matter who I'm with. This is part of your Christmas gift.
Your house in France. It's very nice, Daddy. I'm sure you and Ramon will totally enjoy it.
Yes, will you? Because this is your room.
It's beautiful.
Now you decorate it just for you.
A cat.
A cat. Named Cat. Like in your favorite movie. It was Ramon's idea. So, Merry Christmas, sweetheart. How can I just spend the whole summer with us?
Merry Christmas. Do you like it? Do you think it's cheesy?
No. No, it's incredible. How did you do this?
Well, I had help from my elves.
The present is waiting for you at home, but I did bring a little pre-present for you.
And this is your story.
Yeah, it's the original. It's right out of this spiral notebook.
I'm kind of scared to read it. What happened on October 8th, 2005?
Well, I was accidentally invited to a birthday party. I met a girl. She only spoke two sentences to me. But I've never forgotten that.
Are your stories about me?
Yeah.
grass were impressive, but how did you manage the real snow?
I'm well connected.
This is without question the best Christmas ever.
Ever in the history of Christmas.
I had to break the spell, but we better get home before our families wake up.
Oh,
who knew there were men like you wandering around Central Park?
Harold!
Eleanor, good morning. And Jack, nice to see you.
Good morning.
Yes, wonderful. The flights were all canceled because of the weather. I wanted to tell Blair in person, do not worry. We have a room at the pier.
No, it's nonsense. Yes, he'll stay with us. So call me later?
Oh, yes.
I'll be spending Christmas with my family.
What's going on?
We're back for Christmas.
Well, Romain, you are in for a treat because the Waldorf Christmas is like no other.
Come on, you.
Oh.
Christmas, Dad.
You're up early.
And you're getting in awfully late.
Oh, yeah, well, I left you a message.
Saying the tree shenanigans were taking all night, but I didn't think you meant literally all night.
Oh. yeah, the tree. It was a big production. Luckily, Serena's mom was there to help with the plan.
Lily was there? I thought you mentioned she was out of the country.
No, they're here. They're going to go see the Nutcracker tomorrow.
Blackmail chocolate chip waffles?
With hot caramel sauce.
Your father's Christmas specialty.
Yeah, that's the chocolate chip.
Good morning.
Good morning.
After breakfast and presents, I need to go to the gallery. Take care of some stuff.
On Christmas morning?
Well, yeah, you know, art never sleeps.
But, you know, if the three of us could hang out together, it'll be great. We'll drink hot cocoa and watch a movie, and then when your dad comes back, we can all go for a walk.
Hear those silver bells? It's Christmas time in the city. Some families actually do make the Yuletide gay, managing to leave their troubles far away.
Oh, it's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
You look like a brunette Catherine Deneuve. Elle est magnifique.
So gorgeous.
Oh. Merry Christmas, Rhoda. Oh, so we can pack you
like it. Do you like it?
Thank you, Miss Blair.
Other families have a merry little Christmas even when their troubles aren't so far away.
So, what did Dad have to do with the gallery exactly?
Paperwork, I think. You're going back to Hudson, aren't you? Yeah. Hey, we are going to be okay. Come here.
We know.
Some presents might end up getting returned.
I know how you like Florida.
Yeah. Wow. Number one fan. You know, I'm sorry I didn't get anything for you, Mr. Bass, but I didn't know you'd be coming for Christmas.
No worries, Eric. Please. Call me Bart.
But some gifts are for keeps.
For you?
Thank you.
Eric, Serena, I just want you to know that I have deep feelings for your mother.
Mom, he's home.
Lily, you're not going to want to interrupt this moment.
Other presents come when you least expect them.
Hey, Lil. You know, everything's closed on Christmas. Diners that claim to be open 24/7. It's false advertising.
An And everyone knows the biggest present comes in the smallest box.
So, Allison's leaving. She's spending time alone with the kids. And I seem to have walked all the way from Brooklyn to your doorstep. Without a jacket, in the snow. So what the hell? I miss you. And I have been missing you for a while.
Lily, would you do me the honor of being my wife?
Perfect. Then there are those boxes you wish you had never opened. Have a holly jolly Christmas. XOXO, Gossip Girl.